You were telling us about Don Brockett.
He's a wonderful person.
Yes.
And he's just a pleasure to be with. And we've done everything from the bicentennials to opening Heinz Hall in 1970 mm-hmm. with movie stars of the like. We called it Broadway Tonight. We, because I was one of the writers. I was in charge of Ethel Merman.
Oh,
she wanted me to come to the hotel and take her over to Heinz Hall in the limo. Mm-hmm. Coincidentally, it was the General Assembly of Jews, which takes place every year in the fall. That was our one and only General Assembly. And
Pittsburgh.
I walked through the lobby with Ethel Merman. There. She was wonderful. She said to me, I'll never go back on the bus. Mm-hmm.
That must be very nice.
71.
She was 71.
No, that was in 1971.
Oh, 1971. Mm-hmm. Oh, she was still at her height.
She was very conscious of the younger people coming on. Very conscious. And probably smart. Mm-hmm.
So you've worked with a number of celebrities.
We had Joel Grey. We had Alfred Drake. We had Peter Gennaro. He was alive. And we had him dancing with Gwen Verdon, practicing downstairs in Heinz Hall. I mean, if that wasn't a trip,
right?
There never was a trip. We had a black boy, a singer. Oops. Not Sidney Poitier doesn't sing, but it was somebody of that ilk. Genius. It was a grand experience. And then Dawn worked in several Pittsburghers, like Lenora Nemeth. And like the gospel singers from up the hill, push him up, Pearl, push him up the step. Mm-hmm. And then there was dinner at the hill, which was gorgeous. Gorgeous. We made money. Mm-hmm.
So you mean the Brockett group? Maybe?
No, the Civic Light Opera. It was a benefit of the Civic Light Opera.
I see. I didn't know what it was. Do you write for a lot of benefit?
Yeah.
Of organizations?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're fun.
Yeah.
The biggest show I ever did was for a family in D.C. I was contacted by the sister-in-law. And the kids flew me to Washington. The son gave me the notes, came back to Pittsburgh. I sent down Howard Elson to lead the show. That was a big show.
How does your name get around?
People that I've done private work for.
I see.
I'm now going over into the Christian community. Mm-hmm. That's nice, because that's a brand new opening.
Uh-huh.
But there are many party planners who could be nicer to you and aren't.
Oh, I see. The party planners are the ones who call.
Yeah, but this girl's having her own. I mean, she's a real class act. And I just have done a lot of fun things, too.
Nice. Yes.
And I do a lot of them gratis. A lot of them gratis.
Yes.
But comes a point when the gratis has to quit.
Uh-huh. Now, when Don Brockett has his show, is your name put on the...
Always, except this last thing is there. Didn't catch it at the printer, so we put an enclosure in the book.
But you always get the...
Always. Always.
Do you ever act in them?
Oh, God, no.
Oh.
Oh.
You're behind the scenes.
Some people think that they're talented and should be
up. How about your husband? Does he participate
in
any
way? No, but he sings very nicely.
He does.
I said to him, well, now I find out. Uh-huh. I write all the Green Oak shows.
You do?
Yeah, we do reviews of fun. Mm-hmm. I did The Guys in Drag 2 years in a row and then stopped doing it. I got too much criticism. A lot of people were...
They didn't like in
no,
drag.
I thought it was enough.
Well, could be. So this is one of your side interests other than your business, right?
I write every day, and I'll tell you why I write every day. Mm-hmm. I write every day because if you get out of the habit of rhyming and you get scared and stayed, that's no good. Mm-hmm. You have to stay with it, and you have to be...
Constantly practicing.
Constantly. Mm-hmm. Constantly. And you know what? Newspaper-wise, in this town, there's something that you can write about every single day.
Right. Well, you probably have a good ear that you can, you hear things that
I associate.
You recall, yes, and associate things
yeah.
with.
And that's what's so much fun. Even in council, If they wanted a kickoff song for Race for the Cure, I wouldn't charge them. You know.
Have you been active in counseling?
Oh, my God, I do every stitch of marking for that designer dress day.
Oh, you
do? And Nan Silverman's been aboard the last 3 years, and she has been just wonderful. That's Stuart Silverman's wife. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. And the two of us go down, and we laugh, and we have a good time, and we get done. And that's a challenge.
That's a big job.
Oh, it's been about
I've
8 years.
There, so I know it's
You know,
a job.
It's a very big job.
And you do all the marking.
All the marking.
They screamed
at me. This marking thing's $250. Do you know why? They were sent in by Bergdorf Goodman. And the labels were on them, as big as life. Mm-hmm. If it was leather, it was the one from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Begador.
Yes,
all the good labels. Calvin Klein, mm-hmm. this one and that one. And it's so interesting because this past year, the man who's now the president of Neiman
mm-hmm.
is from Malvern Street.
Neiman Marcus?
Uh-huh. He has a very best friend in Pittsburgh that he talks to about once a month. And he said, I told you he'd come through. And he did with some gorgeous underwear and some beautiful... you know, more leisure kind of
yes.
clothes, large sizes, which
blew
out.
Wonderful.
But from the crusty Christian Dior kind of thing, I was charging $250.
And they sold.
Don't forget. Oh, yeah. Don't forget. A lot of the vendors in Pittsburgh are very good to us.
They are.
Ruth
Do you
Young
solicit?
Gave us 68 pieces.
Who?
One of the vendors.
One of the vendors.
They have 68 pieces. She got a glorious tax write-off.
Yes.
Glorious tax write-off. However, we got a glorious dividend.
Yes.
Then we go to all faded. Everything mm-hmm. else from the window.
Yeah.
But now I get...
Do you do the
solicitor? You get a little ultra suede and put a little patch here. It'll look stunning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The new tag, as it comes, from
the store.
The store. Magic.
Oh, yes.
Magic.
Of course. But do you do soliciting for clothes, too? You don't do that part.
They call in. I did give them some wonderful Christian contact.
So they go after that. Someone else goes after them.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's real heavy, if furniture is involved, as one of my friends just gave them from Mount Lebanon, they will go and pick it up.
That's good.
And we sell that in our thrift shop.
Yes.
Our thrift shop has a little bit of catching up to do, but once the lower end of uptown catches on, there's a lot of reasons that we can still be making a lot of money
right.
there. It is not the location we had.
You
the
were
location,
on Fifth Avenue.
Right across from Fall Clinic.
Right.
I mean, how bad
now
could it
where
be?
Are you? Now where is
it? Across from the Chatham Center. Where the old theater used to be. Remember there was a theater in the Chatham? They used to call it the Chatham, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a very traveled.
So it's not as
Next
good.
Door to Bernstein and Rosenberg.
Oh, I see. Lower Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We thought that might be, you know, good. But disappointing. But picking up retail sales, Nash. People aren't buying clothes. Look what they look like.
Janice, are they getting volunteers, enough volunteers these days? Because as you mentioned yesterday, this morning or the last time, volunteers are hard to come by
Everywhere.
With so many women working.
Well, look at all the women going back to the two family income.
Yes.
Also, for their own heads. Here comes the mailman. Also, for their own heads, they like the pride in the job. Thank
yes.
you.
Good.
They like the pride in the job. I'm looking for a check. That's the only thing they're looking for.
So they go, you get enough volunteers to take care of that thrift shop, I assume.
Here's the check that came today. She said he put it in March 1.
Yes, that happened.
7 days.
Yeah. Our mail is slow.
We'll call her and tell her all is well in Pottsville.
So NCJW has been able to get volunteers for that thrift shop.
Like, oh, as far as working in the thrift
yes.
shop, skip it. all professional work. Only volunteer is Nancy Recht, who is our head of the thrift shop, who is phenomenal.
So
nobody comes to volunteer. Nobody comes to volunteer for DDD. We have to pull them out of the. They don't like to stand on the hard convention center floor and they don't like this.
Wait a second. For the dress, you also have paid workers?
No, we bring over about 5 steps. We need to. They got to hang up the clothes. We have no one to hang those clothes up after they let them take in too many things to breathe.
Okay, so for the thrift shop, you hire people.
They've been with us.
Okay, yeah. For the designer days, it's volunteers.
All volunteers.
Yes.
And you have enough of them?
No. Less and less and less.
Each year.
Yeah. And even you take your girl, they say, the board doesn't come out. That board member may work, may have a family, may have an illness. You can't run an enormous sale for 3 days of this magnitude without glue people, and those glue people have to care about council and council's project.
Well, of course, a lot of people may care about council and
the
project, but
to
it's
do
a
it.
Different world today, don't you think?
Are you kidding?
In terms
kidding?
Of organizations?
Are you kidding?
Yes.
On and on and on. But depends on your motivation. It depends on your liking people. It depends on if you feel good about yourself, whether you want to be with people. I find this to be very true. I also find out that in these meetings, and I'm on lots of boards, I can tell you, some of them are reluctant to open your mouth because the person who's running the show is not nice, self-centered, doesn't want anybody to come up with anything. So now I sort of laid back, and now I'm usually the special events chairman of the various boards.
What boards are you on?
Civic Light Opera Big Board.
CLR.
On the Civic Light Opera Academy and the production staff. We pick the plays.
Oh, you do help to pick the plays.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's a big job.
It's a big job, but when you work with Charlie, you do it his way.
Oh. Charlie is head of it?
Charles Gray. He had more talent come out last week for auditions from the CLO. Going to New York tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And do you sit for the auditions, too?
No way. That wouldn't be fun.
No.
That wouldn't be fun. I'm on the parental stress board, and that's the agency that's been connected with CYS. That's the Michael Keaton agency.
Right.
And then I'm on the Board of Trustees of Leukemia, for which I'm going to write the national. We're having a national meeting October 28th, and I'll be writing
in
the show. Yes.
Good.
There'll be about 300 people from all over the USA.
My goodness.
And the cure will be by 2000 for leukemia.
Yes, I hope so.
Which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I am on the March of Dimes board. I've been associated with the March of Dimes for over 45 years.
Wow. That's a long time.
We both helped each other when I started in this business. And year after year, I would do writing for a show up at the William Penn. All of this has phased out since money's phased out.
What do you mean we were helpful to each other?
Well, I used to leave a lot of literature. In fact, I still do for the March of Dimes here.
Now we're on folic acid.
It's a big new thing that if women take folic acid and green vegetables, and it's better for the babies.
So are you still on that board?
Oh, yeah.
Good. What other board?
I'm on the UJF Women's Board. I was on the big board, but that was just for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the Council of Jewish Federations, Pittsburgh representative. That board is phenomenal.
Council of Jewish...
Jewish Federations. That's the holding company for the UJF. Phenomenal.
Is that out of town?
Oh, that's where the GA comes from, emanates from. That's
mm-hmm.
based in New York.
Yes.
Grand people.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful people. Learning people. And the same problems are in every damn Jewish community.
Yes. Like?
Right?
Like what? When you say the same problem.
No volunteers. No money. Agencies demand. And now we have the new element of the Hasidic movement. And that's really,
How does it affect?
Oh, Jews? I think the thrust is almost going 40%.
Mm. When the thrust
monies are going there.
Going to the
Hasidic Yeah, they're the new workers in the Federation, in the campaign department.
The Hasidim are the new workers?
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that the funds are
going... Hi! Look who's having a baby! How you doing?
Can we call?
I'm fine. I'm home. Think I have enough for a book?
Not quite yet.
No, I'm laughing at it. I'm thinking of talking about cancer.
Yes, I have a question for you. How much, you're in the shop all day.
All day.
When do you find time to
write?
Well, to write and then to volunteer or to sit on all these different boards?
Yeah, well, I have to finish the board.
Yes,
council?
Let's see, you were in Council of Federations.
Yeah,
which you said you just enjoyed so much.
Oh, I did. Council of Jewish Federations, fabulous.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Were you sent from UJF here to be
Yeah, but you pay for your own way and you pay for your own...
No, but I mean they asked you to
they
be...
Yeah, they asked me, and I've been on it for ages. I can't tell you how long.
Are you the only representative from Pittsburgh?
No, there are a lot of them. Some of them haven't gone to anything.
Oh, I see.
But I go all the time because I have, like, friends there.
And where is there? Where do you go? New York?
Well, every year it's a different place.
I see.
Generally, the fall meeting... Which they have eliminated.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to go back here? We can plug in back here.
No, it's my beep.
Oh, your beep. Oh, go private.
Shall we
go out in the hall? Go out in the hall.
No, I can record.
Okay, since...
Go ahead.
National Council of Jewish Women, I'm finishing... no, we're through with
Jewish
the Council
Federation.
Of Jewish
We were talking about the Council of Jewish Federations.
Yes, well, I
where
said
you're
it's
among
women's, women's cabinet, they call it.
Oh, they do call it.
Yeah, come out when you're ready, Debbie.
Now, do you give talks of what went on at these meetings when you come back?
No, it's a give-take. It's generally an address, an assembly, and then you break up into...
No, but do you give the...
Oh, when we get back.
Yes, report.
Because Sylvia and Sydney Busis are always on this trip.
I see.
Yeah.
So you give a report when you get back?
Yeah, what's good and what's bad and what's
beneficial. What other boards are you a member of?
Past president of Ladies' Hospital Aid. Remaining on that board.
You're still on that board?
Sure.
Is it active now since...
Is it active? We're doing better work now than we've ever done in our life.
Since they
Yeah, we're funding everything through the Jewish Health Foundation.
I see.
So we do a lot of battered wives and we do a lot of... outreach, and we do a lot of alcohol and drug rehabilitation, a lot of it.
And are women also at Presby from Ladies Hospital Aid?
I mean, are we volunteers there?
Yeah.
Well, they want us to take over the entire business administration of the shops and everything.
Oh, you haven't done that?
I don't think so.
I see.
No, we're not in the employment business.
You're still mainly...
Well, we're in our little wonderful gift shop and our little... coffee shop, and that's it. We did lose the television rentals, but c'est la guerre.
Yes, and you do so many other things for...
Oh, we're in a lot of
good
worthwhile things. Race for the Cure?
Yes.
PMC, the cancer thing? We're not even credited for the 2 years we gave them so much money. And when I found that out, I got crazy. I took it right into Eileen, and I said, here, you check on this.
But you are working closely now with the new Health Federation. Right?
We have to.
Good. Good.
We have to.
Because they're doing a lot of
work.
You
have anything on? I want to see you. What did you have on?
That's all right.
It was too much? I think it's too loud for an interview.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, let's go on with some of the other boards that you're on.
Okay. You have parental stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. JCC Theater Committee.
Oh.
I'm producing Funny Girl.
Oh, good.
May 11th comes. And I have them all written down over there.
Mm-hmm. Do you do anything through Rebbe Shalom?
Not really. I just
write.
Is that a gorgeous color?
Yeah.
Huh? Look how cute the skirt fits.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, you could wear it with a white
thing. All right.
You're going to lose it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll let it go. Knowing that we had to stop a few times, so that if they know what happened.
want to wear simple pearls, you can do that. Know what I mean?
Okay.
Winter white, but it's hot. And I love it for air conditioning, don't you? Let's just look at it fun. You fly? Too bad they don't have the deal that they had just one screen. Just one. Maybe in the theater? I don't know. Just simple. Perfect. How's the slip?
We've had an interruption, and we're just going to let the tape roll, so please do not think that we've run out of conversation here.
Uh-huh.
We're going to continue.
As soon as Janice
comes back to the recorder.
She's now waiting on a customer.
Because we can always put it
and we have no way to stop it.
We're back.
Okay. All right.
Now,
on again.
All right. So you're producing Funny Girl.
Yeah. At JCC Theater Board. Okay. Oh, International Poetry Forum.
Oh, you remember?
Yes, and I'm doing the benefit for Jane Alexander. I'm the chairman.
When is the benefit?
Friday night.
This coming Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
She's coming in. We have over 530 people coming.
Now, when you say I'm doing the benefit, what does that mean?
Sam Hazo asked me if I would be the chairman of the benefit, and I'm doing it with one of his friends whose name is Mr. William Marcus, M-A-R-K-U-S.
Uh-huh.
And so far it's been pretty good. They sell a lot of the tables and they fill up amazingly well. And
has there been any feeling in terms of Sam Hazo's?
It's not Sam, it's Robert.
Robert Hazo.
He doesn't even want to sit with his brother. I had to put him somewhere and make another table.
Oh, Robert Hazo.
He's a nasty, hateful human being.
Which
and
one?
You can quote me. Robert, not Sam.
Oh, Sam.
Robert
is
Hazo
nasty.
Is a nasty
who
human
has
being.
Been most active in the poetry film?
Sam is the
Sam.
Founder. He's the poet
yes.
laureate of Pennsylvania.
But there's been no problem in terms
no.
of his different
no.
views.
No.
I
only
think.
Ignorant people go in print like that.
Yes. Well,
stupid people.
But it must have been difficult for some
Sam
of the members of
was
the...
terrible.
Yes.
But a lot of people talk and they don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I'm not my
well,
brother's
let's assume
keeper.
Assume that the tape doesn't know what we're talking about either, so let's talk about it.
Okay.
What is it that you're talking about? No. Okay, go.
Anti-Semitic.
Okay.
Hatred.
Yes.
Hatred.
There have been quotes.
I mean, you can't believe the hate. I sat at a table with him with
Robert.
Jane and Tasso Casales and Ann Burnham, and he wouldn't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that was okay. I wouldn't talk to him
and
either.
This is from Robert.
Yes, his brother.
And
you know what he said? Hunchback, deformed, human being.
Angry with the
unmarried.
World.
I mean, all of this has a place, but so Hitler found a place
right.
for people, too.
Is he part of the international...
No, only in attending fairs. He never comes to a lecture. It's a
oh,
wonderful
I see.
Lecture tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to go. I'm locked in.
You're locked in?
To my house.
And your husband has said that
he has my white
already.
Blood count way down.
I see. So you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's important, too.
This is your home. Yeah. Not going to hear any poet.
Is your husband on any
goes
of these...
Goes everywhere with me now.
Boards?
Goes with me now.
Oh, he does.
Oh, and I've done a lot of work for AIDS. I was the chairman
have
of
you?
The of the for Laura benefit we had in September. It was a wonderful turnout.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And
Perlora.
P-E-R-L-O-R-A. And that's a little furniture store. We had the gathering over there, and it was a beautiful fashion show sponsored by the Pittsburgh Magazine.
Oh, good.
So it was really wonderful.
What does Perlora refer to?
Furniture store.
Oh, that's the name of the
yeah, but we call it the
store.
Benefit the Perlora benefit, uh-huh. and it worked out very well.
Uh-huh.
And it's very exciting.
Are you
I'm
active in Perset, too?
No, they're out for donations now,
yes.
but it's all the same big, happy family.
That's what I wondered.
And if you attend these parties that they give, that's very important.
Yes,
very
they
important.
Need the support.
Every day there's something else in my little life.
Yes.
But I handle it through phone calls.
I was going to say, you could be out every night of the week.
Oh, easy.
And twice on some nights.
Easy. Well, the auditions were terrific for Fantasy Girl. It was 2 afternoons and an evening. A lot.
Yes, it is. It's a lot of time that you invest.
Yeah, but I love it.
Uh-huh. So it's really your relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
I was
chore.
On the Taylor Alderdice Alumni Committee for a while, but I found that, basically speaking, the person is Barbara Burston, who's in charge of it. But she graduated from New Jersey. That was the first thing that annoyed me. Mm-hmm. And the second thing that annoyed me is, why are we an alumni? It's not the same school we had 50
before,
years ago.
Yeah.
And they're going to do a Hall of Fame and dedicate those halls to rich, influential people. Mm-hmm. And that bothers me, too. Because there are a lot of unsung heroes out there. Everybody, you know, that you remember has contributed in some way to something,
sure.
We hope.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, do you and your husband...
My husband's past president of Green Oaks Country Club, mm-hmm. and he was also past president of Lincoln Hills, which in those days was called Baldock.
Oh, yes.
So, I call him the visiting thing. We're both very involved in golf.
Oh, okay.
Had
that's
a lot
what
of golf.
Janet Miller?
Well, she's happy.
I know.
Did you hear from her, Marcy?
Yeah,
oh, she's real happy. And Eleanor's happy, too. Eleanor Kaplan, they're together all the time.
Eleanor?
Kaplan.
So that's your major activity together as well?
Yeah. No, running, too.
Oh, running. And exercise. You
yeah,
said
because
you do a lot
he's
of...
done a marathon and a half. Mm. Half more than me.
Are you in any organizations together? Were
no.
You both?
No, maybe the old PTAs. I mean, I don't know.
No, I meant
no.
Uh-huh. How about the Jewish organizations at Pittsburgh? No.
So he goes with you basically just to keep you company.
Party. To the party.
Oh, to the parties.
I said to him, guess what we're doing? We're going somewhere. And he's okay, we're good. What do you have on?
So he's...
I'll put your pearls on. Grab a thing of pearls.
So he's
that's not a noisy suit, darling.
What time do you think's better for an interview?
It's not a noisy suit. It's an elegant suit.
What kind of interview?
She's going for an
interview. For a
job interview.
I think the plain white. No, I don't think so.
No, I like this better.
This is rich looking, isn't it? You know what? Mm-hmm. This is so classy looking with your good gold necklace, okay? And then I'd play this down, even with the taupe accessory. Well, it's softer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll love it in the summer, and you'll have it in the cupboard if something, you know, comes up. Do me a favor. It's such a crappy day. Take them both out. Hmm?
No.
No. No. So your husband can help you.
Well, I think you'll stand out more. I mean, I would think that they're interviewing other people as well.
Actually,
and I think, no?
It's classy looking. I like the pearls up high.
You're being pursued on, but then it doesn't matter what you wear.
She's being what?
She's being
pursued.
Drapes
very
nicely in the back.
It's just, and it's a longer jacket, which I love. Do you want the larger top? I have a larger top. So
happens.
Try the larger top.
Try on clothing here.
Isn't it pretty?
Excuse us for a little bit here.
Isn't that pretty?
So your husband's amenable to going along?
Not all the time.
No.
No.
How about
really
with
bitchy.
His activities? Do you go along other than golf and...
Yeah. A lot of stuff out of Green Oaks. He just went out... Oh, it's 3 years ago. Now he's in the Over the Hill gang. But that doesn't make any difference because he's very honest and very objective. And yesterday... I was courted by 3 pretty big people. One was Jean Calitore. She's just wonderful. And he said, beware, they want to pick your brains about something. And they want you to give a foundation to, that for the fundraising, it should be in honor of your birthday. How did you guess? And I told them, no. Too many other things in my life that have a great deal of meaning to me.
Do you get to see your children out of town?
Do
the
I?
Two of you, yeah.
Not much. No. Talk to them. I told you last
but
night.
You don't
we
have...
talk to them 2-3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I can't, even if I would, even when the treatments are over. So the ideal time to leave here would be on a Thursday at like evening.
I see.
Take a flight then and come back on like a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Still a long time away from the store. And that's what isn't fun anymore.
You've had some physical problems?
I have cancer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
I'm
yes.
Sorry.
I had, and after last night's interview for the Race for the Cure, I had the worst kind of cancer you can have. Because generally, when they find a cancer in the breast, they take radiation and go.
Right.
Me, I have 12 chemos, 6 weeks of radiation, lost lymph glands, the whole ball of wax. And today I say to him, Dr. Jacobs didn't like this. He said, well, he'll get to learn to like it. There's nothing the matter with it. And this is a very fine doctor. How does that feel?
Much better.
And take that side.
Janet, when you say he didn't like it, is it burned?
Hmm?
It's burned.
It's burning.